Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning, everyone. This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Adora Udoji is away. So you must have heard the story about Citigroup deciding not to take delivery of its $50 million jet plane. Well, that's not the only corporate perk that's being hit in this economic downturn. The fish are nervous. We alluded to that at the top of the hour. Why? Because the use of aquarium status, high concept aquariums in corporate offices is radically in decline. There's even some legislation that might limit the use of them by people who are accepting TARP money. I kid you not. Joining us now is Casey Carter, financier of Acrylic Tank Manufacturers of Las Vegas and ATM Exhibits. He's the man behind the money in at least one slice of the aquarium industry. Casey Carter, what is this economic downturn doing to you?
Well, it's affecting us greatly because we usually get about a million hits a month on our websites, one of which is acrylicaquariums.com, and the other one is atmexhibits.com. And we used to get a million hits, and now we only get about 800,000 hits, which is about a 20% reduction. What's happened is I am in Puerto Rico right now, and unfortunately, because the fish are nervous, I've taken them on vacation, and I've put them over here with me.
Is Nemo nervous, Casey?
Nemo was very nervous, and he doesn't know where he's going to be next, and hopefully we could find a good home for him.
What's the difference between a corporate kind of status symbol aquarium and the kind of thing my daughter has on a table next to her bed with a couple of little goldfish in it?
Well, one is a bowl, one is a glass tank, and our aquariums are all custom-made, and they're all made out of acrylic to any shape, size that one wants. We build them from 50 gallons all the way up to thousands of gallons, and we do many installations of various panels for museums, for SeaWorlds, for zoos, et cetera, et cetera.
So I imagine you're shifting over to the zoos. And I'm wondering, Casey, if in the heyday when you were installing lots and lots of these at really high prices, did you ever think to yourself, man, this can't continue? This is kind of a aquarium bubble.
Well, like everything else in life, the person that made $100,000 spent $120,000, and therefore they felt they were going to make more money. In this particular industry, we felt the same way, that as business grows and as people see our websites and the more hits we get, the more money we're going to make. And unfortunately, because of the downturn of the economy and the lack of hits that we've gotten, we've had to lay off actually 11 people.
Wow.
Out of about 45 people.
Well, it goes to show that for all this sort of moralizing about corporate jets and no more aquariums and no more perks for corporate CEOs, whatever you believe about that, you know, every perk represents jobs, right? And that's the case for you. You can say that aquariums are frivolous, but the people who actually worked for you didn't think their job was frivolous, right?
Absolutely not.
Well, Casey Carter, good fishing down there in Puerto Rico, and good luck to you, sir.
Well, thank you. You have a wonderful day.
Casey Carter is the financier of Acrylic Tank Manufacturers of Las Vegas, experiencing this recession like everyone else.
Would somebody please give me directions?
Hey, what's the matter?
What's the matter? While they're doing their silly little impressions, I am miles from home with a fish that can't even remember her own name.
Boy, but that's frustrating.
Yeah. If I could fly.